I just want to encourage you, when John spoke, something I remember is the two important things is the Word and the Spirit. There's a saying, if you have the Word without the Spirit, you dry up. If you have the Spirit without the Word, you blow up. If you have the Spirit and the Word, you grow up. So we need both. And often that's where ministries go wrong. They have just the one or just the other, but you need both, and that will be the strength. The power of the Holy Spirit with the Word, because that will keep us from not going astray. Soak in the Word of God. So nice these days you can... I've got it on my iPhone in like a MP3 file, so then I can just listen while I'm busy doing something else. As I'm going somewhere, I just put it in, and the Word is just playing, and it's a way of just saturating ourselves with the Word of God. And so I think it's wonderful new technology. We can use that in the time you have to travel to work or in the bus or in the train or wherever. Just put on some Word and let it just soak you. I need to still teach a little bit before the party. I've got the party goods there. There's one balloon lying around. Here's another one. Wow, I love balloons. Party time. You know what's the funnest thing of a balloon? Sorry, now everybody's awake. Ready for the party. Now, before the party, I need to teach a little bit more. And then we're going to move all the chairs to make room for the party, so the Holy Spirit can come. Are you ready?
Yes!
Wonderful. There's many of the gifts I haven't spoken on. And again, I mean, I literally just brushed over them. But I think you got some glimpse of it this morning. The one I just want to touch on again tonight is tongues. Now, normally when I speak on tongues, I take 1 hour, 2 hours, because it's just one of the gifts, but it's the most misunderstood of all the gifts in the body of Christ. As I travel around the world, it's sad to see how few Christians understand about tongues. And the Bible is so clear, it's so simple, but because of different things, people misunderstand it. The reason that people misunderstand tongues is because there are more than one gift of tongues. How many different gifts of tongues do you get, do you think? Somebody, want to guess? 3. Yes, you get 3 different types of gift of tongues. And each one is called tongues, but you cannot compare one of the 3 to the other because it's totally different. The first one we read in the book of Acts, Chapter 2, and that was on the day of Pentecost. There was 120 people about, the Bible says. It was the disciples and all those that followed Jesus that were waiting. Jesus said, wait for the Holy Spirit to come. They waited for 10 days. On the 10th day, they heard something like a mighty wind. They saw something that looked like fire. And the next moment, the Spirit of God fell on them. And they all started to speak in tongues. What tongues did they speak on in Acts chapter 2? Other people tongues, human tongues, if you want to use the word tongues, human tongues. So that means other human beings around there could understand it. Probably if the Spirit of God fell in Hong Kong or this area, probably people would have spoken in Korean and in Mandarin and in Philippines. I don't know what they speak there. And whatever, the different language groups of all the people that is in Hong Kong. But it didn't happen there. It happened in the Middle East. And if you read in your Bible, you'll see it's actually mentioned. Some of those names are even difficult to pronounce. That's why I'm not reading it tonight. Martians and whatever. All these funny names. But that's the names they received. Tell me, is that gift still applicable today?
Yes.
Is there anybody here that can tell us a story of where that happened? Somebody spoke. Yes, Jamie? Just speak loud. Just stand and they can all hear you.
A guy in Egypt was talking in tongues to God in a hotel lobby, and a man approaches him and starts berating him in the same language.
Wow. Yes. There's a couple from South Africa that's working in YWAM. Their name is Miguel and Marlene. They worked in Equatorial Guinea. That's in West Africa. They started the YWAM base there. And what happened, they had intercession one day. Now, their house, the YWAM house, was right next to the road. Now, in Equatorial Guinea, it's a Spanish-speaking country. These guys speak English and Spanish. And so they were all like, well, it was not a big group, were praying together African style. You know African style? Everybody pray together. I know some people call it Korean style, but I think it's African style. In any case, they were praying together, all of them. Some in Spanish, some in English, and some in their heavenly tongues. The next moment, a Chinese guy came into their door, ran in, fell down on the ground, and started to cry. They look at this guy, and when he stopped crying, they said, excuse me, what are you doing here? He said, I walked past the window, and he pointed to the window. He said, I was there in the street, and one of you here called me by my name in Mandarin and said, come in, make your life right with God, come in now. He said, that's why I'm here. They don't know who it was, but it was God. Another story is the YWAM base in Colorado Springs in the States. They went to Azerbaijan. I don't know if you ever, you guys know where it's Azerbaijan? South Central Asia. It's a Muslim country. They didn't know what to do there. So when they arrived there, they just started to pray. And one guy on the team said to the others, I feel God says I must go and sit next to that old man and speak in tongues. So he sat there and spoke in tongues. The old man jumped up and started speaking back to him, but he couldn't understand. So the old man left. A few minutes later, he came back with his son, and his son could speak a little bit English. And his son said to the team, my father said one of you spoke to us, to him in our language. The team leader was very sharp. He said, ask your father, what did this guy say? So they spoke a little bit, and the feedback came. My father said, this guy said, you're coming to our town, you're going to build a school, you're going to build a clinic, and then the whole town is going to change. Oh, yes, we'll do that. And last year in November, I was in the States, and I met a couple from Azerbaijan that was with YWAM. And I asked them, how did you come to know Jesus? They said, no, someone built a school in our town. It was an English school, and we went to study English. And then the English teacher there led us to Jesus, and then they encouraged us to go and do a school with YWAM. That's why we're here. I'm like, wow, here's the fruits of this testimony, because I met the guy who actually spoke in the tongues. So it still happened, but it's limited. My experience, it's about 0.01% of Christians around the world receive this gift. Now again, my experience counts nothing. God can change it tomorrow. But out of the thousands of Christians I've met around the world, I maybe met 5 people that God has used in this gift. Let's go to number 2. Number 2 is in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now 1 Corinthians 12, if you look at the context of that, it talks about all the gifts, and God gives it as He wants. And then it goes on. It says we're a body, and there's a hand and a foot and an eye and an ear and the whole thing. And God gives all these basically to strengthen the body. And then in the middle of those gifts, it says to one He gives the gift to speak in tongues, and to another the interpretation thereof. Basically, I call the number one is human tongues. Number 2, I call church tongues. Church, I don't mean denomination. I mean the body of Christ. That's what church means. We are tonight the body of Christ. And I don't know how many of you have been in a meeting where somebody spoke in a tongue in a church or in a small group or house church, and someone else gave an interpretation. Any of you? Hey, about 20% or not even. Now, I don't know if those of you have seen that, wondered like me. The person spoke in tongues, and he will speak for 5 sentences. Wada, 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 wada. And then the interpretation comes, and it's 1 sentence. And I'm like, okay. Or vice versa. The person who spoke in a tongue spoke for 1 sentence, and the interpretation comes, and it's 5 sentences. And I was like, how does this work? Till I understood, it is not translation. It is interpretation. Translation sounds like this. Now I speak English. Je parle français. You parle portugais. You habla espanol. Ik spreche Duits. Ik praat Afrikaans. And so I can go on for a few more. I started with English and then French and then Portuguese and then Spanish and then German and then Afrikaans, and I can do a few others. But that is translation. This is not what the Bible says. It says interpretation. I'm going to just
show you what it could be, okay? I'm going to use the example. Let's pick on Will and on Kenny. So let's say Kenny comes and the Holy Spirit starts to speak and he speaks a word in tongues. It could be that the Holy Spirit says through Kenny when the word comes out, Father God, what do you think about your children here? Yeah? Immediately as he speaks that, Will just have a feeling. God says, my children, I love you. Can you see that's an interpretation of the tongue? Now, sometimes what happens, you can have two or three interpretations for the same tongue. So again, Kenny speaks in the tongue, he utters the voice, and again, using my same example, the Holy Spirit says, Father God, what do you say about my children? Or what do you think? And then immediately, Will feels this. Jesse have a picture. And the picture is a shepherd picking up a lamb. Can you see it's the same interpretation, even though it's different? And that's often what I've seen. God gives us different pictures, like a puzzle piece. If you just have one, it doesn't make sense. But put it together, and so often that's the way. Now, when someone speaks in a tongue, unless it's number one, the human tongue, but that's normally not when it's a word for the body, it's not someone understands it in their mother tongue. You have an impression in your spirit. When this person speaks, you feel something as this person is speaking in tongues, and that is then the interpretation of that tongue. Okay, that's number two. I want you to open, first let's ask this. Is this one still applicable today? Yes. My experience is much higher. Okay, you guys break my experience here. Normally my experience is with Christians who have the gift of tongues, about 50% have the interpretation of tongues. Okay, again, experience counts nothing. God can change it tomorrow and everybody receive it, but it's much higher. Let's go to number three. I want you to open your Bible there because we're going to read it to see that it's different. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We're going to start with verse 2 and then we're going to go verse 4 and we'll maybe read a few other verses. I want you to open your Bibles and I'm going to try to put this thing on. How does it work? Can you help me here, please? No, is it off? Okay. No, but I don't know if it's on here. The light's not on. Oh, it's on. Okay. You got your Bibles open there? Who's going to read for us? Let's someone read verse 2. We're going to have a few translations, verse 2. Let's pick on someone. Can I pick on you?
Verse 2?
Yes, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 2. Let's listen to that.
For one who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men but to God. For no one understands, but in his spirit he speaks mysteries.
Okay. Someone who have a different translation. That sounded like an NIV. Okay. Someone who have a different one.
ESV. For one who speaks in a tongue speaks not to men but to God. For no one understands him, but he utters mysteries in the spirit.
Okay. Someone got a Message Bible or Simple English? Modern English, whatever, something. I know Kenny have part of his Bible, his Message. You want to read that verse 2?
Is it, give yourself, most of them try to put him.
If you praise him in a private, okay?
Okay.
If you praise him in the private language of tongues, God understands you, but no one else does, for you're sharing intimacy is just between you and him.
Okay, but you go on.
But when you proclaim...
Okay, that's the next one. It's different. So, can this be number one or number two? No. Why not? No one understands it. You're speaking to God, and He's the only one who understands it, and actually with your spirit, you utter mysteries. This one I called your personal prayer language. We'll read now verse 4. Jesse, read for us verse 4 there, please. Listen, why it's your personal prayer language. Who gets blessed out of this?
One who speaks in a tongue edifies himself, but one who prophesies edifies the church.
Okay, so this is number 3 is your personal prayer language. It's for you. Okay, now here comes the million-dollar question. Is number 3 for today? According to the Bible, okay, now listen how I ask it, because I want to be sure I'm not going to confuse you. Is it possible, with the emphasis on possible, for every born-again believer, according to the Bible, to receive number 3? Yes, it is. Okay, now you need to give me the scriptures, otherwise the critics will rip you to pieces. We need scripture for that. There's scripture. Something that says that it is for everyone. I'm going to give you some help. It's in Mark chapter 16, verse 17. Mark chapter 16, verse 17 says the following. Some special believers that have been chosen by God will receive, will do these following. Is that what it says? What does it say? Okay, but who? Some special believers? Those who believe, these signs will follow. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in what? New tongues. Who can speak in new tongues? Who can cast out demons? Those who believe. That means every one of you here sitting in this room can cast out demons, can speak in new tongues. Okay, now I want to clarify something. I know some of the Pentecostal churches and some of the charismaniacs, I'm scared of them, they say, if you do not speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit. I don't agree with that. You don't have to speak in tongues, but it's possible that you can have, number three. Okay? Every born-again believer can have that gift. So don't make the mistake to try to put it on someone, and you'll see that some churches, it's so much pressure because everybody feels they have to speak in a tongue. No. But it's available to all of us. Why is it then that so many people struggle to receive number three? What do you think? What is some of the reason? I unfortunately, I don't have a whiteboard, so I'm going to have to do a demonstration that you can see it in the air here. Help me, Lord. I will do it. Okay. We'll just demonstrate. You can just picture it, okay? I've got a theory. It's called Stefan's Hamburger Theory on Tongues. Okay? What is a theory? Something I believe strong, but I cannot necessarily prove to you. So I've got a theory on tongues, why people struggle to receive it. So think of a hamburger. There's a bun, there's a patty, and there's another bun. Okay, it's a nice burger here in front. Now, 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14 says the following. When I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays, but my mind is not involved. I'm not using my mind. Okay? Now, for you to be a human, you need three parts. What is that? You need a spirit. So let's say the top bun is the spirit. Okay? Maybe you guys must come. I don't know if we're going to do something. Let's take your Bible and let's take another Bible. Give me one more Bible. it's okay, the bun. Yeah, that one. Okay. Patty, I heard it from my... Okay, this is the spirit. This is the patty. The mind. The patty. And... That's okay. And this is your body. Okay? Now... I'm going to quickly demonstrate for you speaking in tongues. Now, I want you to watch me as I'm praying. The Bible says watch and pray. You will never find anywhere in the Bible, close your eyes and pray. It's okay if you close your eyes, but not for this one. Okay? The Bible is clear. It says watch and pray. Okay? I'm going to speak. I've got a very funny tongue. I need to warn you. Okay? So it's okay if you laugh. I will not feel rejected. Okay? But I'm going to demonstrate speaking in my tongue, and then I'm going to ask you some questions. So this is how Stefan's tongue sounds like. And all such beautiful things. Okay, when I just spoke in this tongue, did I use my body? I hope so. Otherwise, I'll be so scared. There was a voice from behind Stefan making funny funny sounds. No, it was my teeth and my tongue and my lips and my palate and my lungs that brought out these funny voices. Okay, now let's go back to 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14. It says, when I pray in a tongue, my spirit prays. So the Holy Spirit comes and speaks into our spirits. Now, I just demonstrate to you, it says my mind is not involved, and I demonstrate to you it needs to come out of our body. Here's my theory. Some of us, this patty is so thick, and then there's so much ketchup and tomato sauce and onion rings and gherkins and pickles and whatever in there, the message cannot get through. Thank you, Faith. You see, when I go and teach in countries that are used to the fourth dimension, it's so easy. You know, when I speak to a Western audience or people that have a Western mindset, and I tell them there's a table here in front, or you see this white screen, they say, "Oh, I believe you." Then I tell them there's something here, you cannot see it, but it's more real than that. The Western mindset will say, "Yeah, Stefan, I believe you." If I go to Africa or to the Amazon or to some of the tribes that are totally used to the fourth dimension, and I tell them, "This is real," they say, "Oh, I believe you." Then I say, "There's something here more real than that." They say, "Of course." They don't think so. They know it. It is so real for them. And then when I tell them, God want to give you a gift of tongues that you haven't learned, you must just open your mouth and speak. Boom, just like that it happened. Boy, oh boy, when I get to the Westerners, man, those patties are thick. And there's so much ketchup and onion rings and whatever. The message just doesn't want to go through. So God has to help us to take away all those preconceived ideas. It's again like that label of the dark food I started with Friday night. Those things that are hindering us. And we need to say, yes, it is. The Bible says those who believe, these signs will follow. Thank you, God. I can have that gift. Now, just help us a bit, because there's a lot of myths and theories about tongues. Some people think when you're going to speak in tongues, God's going to take you by the nose and the chin. He's going to go up, 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 up. Those of you who have number three, just show me. Is there anybody who have the gift of tongues, number three? Okay, there's quite a lot of you. When you speak in that tongue, who open your mouth? You. It's not like, no, no, no. No. You see, and that's the mystery. Some people think God's suddenly going to come over you and you're going to get goosebumps. You're going to, and then it comes out. No. You have to open your mouth. And that's the most difficult thing. Now, a little bit later tonight, when we have the Holy Spirit party, we're going to pray for different gifts at different times. And then if you want number three, I will lay hands on you. And then you need to say, yes, Lord. And then you open your mouth and you praise God. And it's going to flow. Okay? So, wonderful. That's my teaching on tongues. Okay, now I have a little bit something else. When we get born again, what should we do to be born again? I remember as an evangelist, I mean, I led thousands of people to God, and you have the crowds, and you say, okay, every sinner, or as you challenge them, you say, bow your heads and lift up your hands and say, okay, pray after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Please forgive me. Come into my heart. I often did it. And one day a guy came up to me and he said, Stefan, why do you pray this prayer? I said, because it's in the Bible. He said, okay, show me. And I started to look. And I started to look. And you know what? I couldn't find that scripture. Wow. Oh, sorry for all of you who prayed, Jesus come in my heart. You know what us evangelists like to do? We love to take the Bible out of context. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 says, I stand at the door and I knock. I said, do you hear Jesus is knocking? Tell me, who was that scripture written to in the book of Revelation? To the church of Laodicea. To born again believers. It was basically God was just saying, listen, I need to come and fellowship with you, church. It's nothing to do with personal salvation. And that's okay if we take the Bible. God is bigger than that, okay? But what should we do to be born again? There's two things. The Bible says, do this and do that and you'll be saved. Believe and confess. Romans chapter 10 verse 9. That's the basic of Christianity. Now, I know it means more. Now, I just want to warn you. I'm leading you in a trap, okay? I hope you're going to all fall in the trap, because otherwise I'm not a good teacher. Okay, so I'm just warning you before, but we're going to go in a trap today. Okay. Okay, so you have to do Romans 10 verse 9 to be born again. And that means believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Now, how did they confess in the New Testament times? How did they tell everybody around them, Jesus is my Lord. I have died with Jesus. I rose again. What was the way that they did a public confession? What baptism? Water baptism. So the water baptism doesn't save you. It's just a symbol. I die with Jesus. I rose again. And so when you do that, it's a public declaration. I'm not going to preach tonight on baptism. Those of you who have not been baptized, you need to listen to God. Some of you maybe have been baptized as babies or as children, and you say, I don't want to reject what God, what my parents did. Please don't reject. Go to your mom and dad, give them a hug, say thank you that you dedicated me as a baby to Jesus. But now that I'm an adult, I need to make my own declaration. Okay, so if there's some of you who can talk to the pastor, there's a nice swimming pool here. We can have a big service tomorrow. If some of you need to be buried, the old man, and be raised up, we can do that. But I'm not going to teach on that tonight. God needs to speak to you. If you feel you want to do the public declaration in China. Wow. So I've been baptized in China. Publicly. There was many witnesses and they didn't kill me. Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Now I want to ask you a question. Can you do Romans 10 verse 9 without the Holy Spirit? No. Who is the one that convicts us of sin? The Holy Spirit. Who testifies that we are sons and daughters of God? The Holy Spirit. Who leads us in all the truth? The Holy Spirit. I sometimes, when we have more time, I do a whole study on this, and we go, and there's about 150 different characteristics of the Holy Spirit. If you go from Genesis to Revelation. Amazing how many different things the Holy Spirit does. I want to encourage you in your own time. Take your Bible and maybe take one color pencil or highlighter. Anything with the Holy Spirit, just highlight it. Why? He lives in you. So you need to allow Him to be who He is. And the more you understand what is His role, His function, the more you can say, Holy Spirit, thank you, you're my friend. You convict me of sin, righteousness, and truth, and etc., etc. Okay? So, without the Holy Spirit, you cannot do Romans 10 verse 9. Are we all clear on that? It's true. You cannot do Romans 10 verse 9 without the Holy Spirit. Okay, now open our Bibles in Acts chapter 8. In Acts chapter 8, we're going to start reading from about verse 4. It was Philip, was there in Samaria. There was some persecution that broke out. The Christians get scattered. And so let's see if I can read here. Those, from verse 4. Therefore, those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Philip went down to the city of Samaria and began proclaiming Christ to them. The crowds with one accord were giving attention to what was said by Philip as they heard and saw the signs which he was performing. For in the case of many who had unclean spirits, they were coming out of them, shouting with a loud voice. And many who had been paralyzed and lame were healed. And there were much rejoicing in that city. Let's jump to verse 12. Where? It's the next page. Okay. Verse 12. Now I want you to listen carefully because I'm going to ask you a question. But when they believed Philip, preaching the good news of the kingdom of God in the name of Jesus Christ, they were being baptized, men and women alike. Let's pause. At this moment, if these guys die, were they saved? Yes. Why? And they believed. They did Romans 10 verse 9. Okay, now maybe there's some of you that's still not convinced with the baptism. Let's take the baptism out of it. Let's go to verse 14. Okay? Just if there's some of you struggling with verse 12. Now I'm going to emphasize two words in verse 14. That's not emphasized in the Bible, but I want you to listen because I'm again asking you a question. When the apostles in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had accepted the word of God, they sent Peter and John. Let's pause again. At this moment, are these guys saved? Yes, again. Why? Did they confess? How do we know they confessed? Someone in another city heard. You cannot hear in another city that someone said something or proclaimed something unless they did it. Now we know now, I mean we read verse 12. They were baptized, but that was their way of doing a confession with their mouth. So they are born again. Okay, let's read further. So they've done now Romans 10 verse 9. Let's read verse 15. and further. Peter and John went down and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Are you confused? I hope some of you are confused, otherwise I didn't teach well. Come on, did some of you fall in the trap with me? Who's confused? I'm going to be honest. What did I just do that I contradict myself? You cannot do Romans 10 verse 9 without the Holy Spirit. Did I say that? I did. Do I believe that? I do. Now, I just said they did Romans 10 verse 9. What happened now? Are you guys with me a little bit here? Okay, let's quickly do a demonstration. Let's say this is you. And this is the Holy Spirit. When you do Romans 10 verse 9, you believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth. The Bible says in John, we will come and make our dwelling within you. So here you're born again. Hallelujah. I'm going to go to heaven. He's saved. But now there's something else that happened. When you get baptized, I didn't even say that earlier when we spoke. What does the word baptized mean? Does any of you know? It means to be immersed. When you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, this is what happened. See the difference? The one is God comes and lives in you. And the other one is now where we get confused is the different terminology the Bible uses. In some places, John the Baptist, he said, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with fire. And then in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, it says, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you will receive dynamo, power. It's the same thing. And then there's another, this scripture we just read in Acts chapter 8, it says the Holy Spirit had not yet come upon any of them. Same thing. Some places in the Bible it talks the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Don't get confused by the terminology. Fullness of the Holy Spirit, power of the Holy Spirit, baptism of the Holy Spirit, fire of the Holy Spirit. It's the same thing. It's just different ways of expressing it. But you need it. All of us need Romans 10 verse 9. Confess with your heart, believe with your mouth, and you'll be saved. But then, we need the fire, the baptism, the fullness, the power, the Holy Spirit coming upon us. Now, with the disciples, Jesus actually, there was a time in before Jesus went, he blew on the disciples. He says, receive the Holy Spirit. Then he said, listen, go and preach the gospel all over the world, but wait till you receive the power of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit. So Jesus left. For 10 days, these guys fast and pray. On the 10th day, 120 people were baptized, filled with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Whatever word you like. Fullness of Holy Spirit came on them. After that day, how did all the other Christians that got saved receive the fullness, the power, the fire, the baptism, whatever word you like? How did that happen after the day of Pentecost? Yes, Larry? The laying on of hands. Those who already received the fullness, the power, the fire of the Holy Spirit came and they laid hands on those who haven't and they received. And that's how it happened. Was there anybody in the New Testament after the day of Pentecost who received the Holy Spirit for the first time without somebody laying hands on him or her? Yes? No? I don't know? Yes, there was an example. Who do you think? Yes? Say again? Yeah, do you know in the Bible? Okay. Some people often say, there's someone here who have the right answer. Someone often say Paul. How did Paul receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit? Who laid hands on him? Ananias. Remember he was on his way to Tarsus? The Holy Spirit or God strike him, Jesus strike him from his mule with whatever light. He fell off, blinded. They led him away. And the Bible says Ananias came and laid hands on him. Something like scales fell off his eyes and he was filled with the Holy Spirit. The only example I could find in the New Testament of someone receiving the baptism, the fullness, the power, the fire of the Holy Spirit for the first time after Pentecost was Cornelius and his household. Cornelius was a pagan. not a Christian, not a Jew, and Peter was sitting on the roof of his house. It was about midday. He fell in a trance. He saw this picture of a sheet coming from heaven with all these funny types of animals. He heard a voice, slaughter and eat. He says, no ways. Three times this happened. And then the angel of the Lord said to him, Peter, what I made holy is holy indeed. And the next moment, the angel said to him, somebody is coming from Cornelius' household. That's in Acts chapter 10. Go and tell them about Jesus. He woke up and then the people arrived. So he goes with these guys to Cornelius' household. Go in their house and he start to tell them about Jesus. And can you believe it? In the midst of old Peter's preaching, the Holy Spirit interrupt his preach. How would you like that? I mean, it happened a few times this weekend with me. But this was more radical. Acts chapter 10, verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all who were listening to the message. All the circumcised believers who came with Peter were amazed because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. And then they got baptized and whatever. Now, let me ask you this. Keep your Bibles open there. If you guys go here in Hong Kong, someone invites you in their house and say, tell us about Jesus. And while you start speaking to them, next moment, boom, Holy Spirit fall on them, and they start praising God and speaking in tongues. Then you go back to your pastor, and you tell Pastor Samuel, do you think he will be happy? I hope so. Otherwise, I need to lay hands on him long and repeatedly. Say, come out in Jesus' name. But, do you think the apostles and the brethren in Jerusalem were happy when they heard Peter's story? No. In Acts chapter 11, verse 2, they criticized him. How does it go? Yeah. And when Peter went up to Jerusalem, those who were circumcised criticized him, saying, you went into the house of uncircumcised men and ate with them? Peter said, no, walk, my boys. It wasn't my plan. I just went, and he told him the whole story again of the vision and the angel and everything. And he said, while I'm still speaking to them, bam, Holy Spirit fell on them. Exactly like what happened to us on Pentecost. Oh, they said, and they were happy. I believe the reason God did it here different was because it was the first time the Gentiles received the Holy Spirit. In two chapters earlier, we didn't even finish that. Sorry, I'm going too quick tonight. I'm finished now. But in Acts chapter 8, at the end, that story we read about Philip, it's Acts chapter 8. Oh, where are we? Verse 16. This Bible is difficult, brother. Let's read verse 16. Okay, the Holy Spirit had not yet fallen. Acts chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. For the Holy Spirit had not yet fallen upon any of them. They had simply been baptized into the name of the Lord Jesus. Then they, this is now John and Peter, began laying their hands on them, and they received the Holy Spirit. The same Peter was now two chapters later preaching to these people in Cornelius' house, and before he could lay hands, the Holy Spirit fell. I believe it was just because God knew, otherwise if Peter laid hands, they would have received, but they probably would have rejected them. If you look in church history, most of the time, how did people receive the fullness, the baptism, the fire, the power of the Holy Spirit? Those who already had it came and lay hands on those who haven't, and they received. Were there exceptions? Yes. There were in the dark Middle Ages, very few people who had a Bible. People would get desperate for God. They would start to pray. The Holy Spirit fall on them. And then they start to minister to others. Even today, it's happening often in North Africa and the Middle East. In some of the Muslim countries. Someone have a dream about Jesus. They commit their life to Jesus. They start praying, God, I need a Bible. They find a Bible. They start reading it. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. God, I need your Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit falls on them. And then they start to preach to others and lay hands on them and they receive. Now, some people say to me, Stefan, I don't need anybody to lay hands on me. I can just receive it. It's true, theoretically. But you know what? If that's your attitude, probably you're not going to receive anything. We need to say, God, I want everything you have for me. Amen. Okay, now you need to help me. We're going to move all the chairs and your Bibles and stuff to the sides. And then just you must keep your pen. You need a pen. You don't need anything else. Just a pen. No paper, no Bible, just a pen. For the party. Kenny, just give me that, the highlighter. Yeah, you can move this. Take this one. Yeah, I think it's above. Yeah, I think it's above. Yeah, I think it's, yeah, they put it in there and then plugs in, yeah. No, just leave that and put that one in there. Oh, yeah, this can work too. Okay, I think so.
No, what do you got? No, this one's better because it's too fat.
Oh, okay.
So this one's nice.
Okay, no, that's good. No, I just want to put it on. Okay, that's good. Play this.
Do you need the mic?
Yes, please. Yeah,
yeah.
Is it playing? Okay, we can stop it. I'm just going to go back to this one and then I'm going to pause it. Okay. Nog nooit nie. Okay, waar is my goeders? Okay, each one of you can have one of these. So some people just help me giving it out. Oops.
Hand it out?
Yeah, hand it out, please. Oh, no, that one, that one. Empty. Yeah. No, that was the one I popped. Maar nog uit, Ferry. Zoek een ander kleur. Met geel. That one. And give me that one. Take that one. Ik denk, is dit net die ene?
Hoor niet of allemaal dit?
Nee hoor, ja.
Actually, the battery is running low. Maybe I can replace it first.
Okay.
You can just keep it on.
Test. Okay. Everybody got a party instrument? Those of you who haven't got, there's more here in front. Als nog wat by die deur inkom. Sit maar net aan die middel, I think more people will come, yeah. Okay, I hope you got a pen. If you don't, it's okay. Then you just have to use your imagination. Are you going to write on it? Or you can borrow a pen from somebody? Is there still a few coming? Okay, we'll just wait a second. Wat maar nog een. No, yeah, just to start, and then they're going to be anywhere. Yeah. Ek gaan maar net hulle daar op daai vloer mors, want hierdie die mat is seker moeiliker. Om maar oral te mors. Ah, daar almal. Ja. Maar sit maar net dan, Here, sister. Hou dit net vir my vas. Hou dit net so. Dan nou net wanneer as klomp wat uit badkamer toe was. Ek kon sien hoe baie oor was, ek het geweet daar was te veel, daar was baie meer oor as wat daar mense moet wees so. Okay, we're going to start. If some people come late, there's a few cups there in the middle of the floor, so you can just send them there and explain to your friend as they come in. We'll put it there at the door, then they know. Okay, for tonight, this cup is going to symbolize different things, but this balloon symbolizes you. Okay, now don't write yet. You're going to get your chance. For some of us, this cup symbolizes religion and tradition. For some of you, it's your mind. So what happened? Because of these things, or in spite of it, God starts to move. Oops. and there's a little bit of expansion, but because of the religion in your life, because of that tradition, because of this mind, it's very limited. I've got some good news for you. All you need to do is say, God, this religion, this mind, this tradition, I give it to you. Come, Lord, just break it. You know what? It's easier for God to do it than I just did that cup. And the Holy Spirit starts to move. Oops. That happens sometimes when the Holy Spirit moves. And the Holy Spirit starts to move. And the Holy Spirit starts to expand you, so that He can send you to the nations. For some of you, this cup symbolizes fear. For others, it's pride. For some others yet, it is control. I am in control. And again, God starts to move. It's ice cream. But it's limited. God wants to expand you, but because of that fear in your life, because of that pride, because of that control, He can't. You know what? You need to say, God, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me of my pride, my fear, Lord. Take it away. That control. Thank you, Jesus, that you set me free. And God will do that. We can even do a prophetic action. Say, God, come and break it in Jesus' name. And then again, the Holy Spirit starts to move. And He starts to expand you so He can send you to the nations. This one stays here. Okay, you can now write, give me one more. For some of you, it's sin. There's sin in your life And that hinders the Holy Spirit to be expanded. Whatever it is, my friends, let's write it down tonight on this cup. You can go anywhere. Don't just feel staying together. Go sit anywhere, stand anywhere, and write it when you feel ready. And say, God, tonight I give you permission. You may break this cup. Or you can jump on it, tear it in 1,000 pieces, whatever you want to do. But break it. And say, God, I give you permission. If then you are willing to say, tonight, Lord, I want you to expand me. I want the fullness, the fire, the power, the whatever word you like of the Holy Spirit. Blow up your balloon and make a knot in it and then just wait. Okay? So you can take as long or as short as you want. I'll put some worship music on now. But take it when you feel ready, just there. We're going to later clean up. So tonight's party time. We can make a mess. It's okay. They're not going to kick us out. We'll clean it up. We'll not leave it all to them. But so when you feel ready, just do that. And then you can blow up your...
Yes, Lord. We wait for you. Oh, we wait for you. Presence of the Lord, there is joy forevermore. Yes, in the presence of the Lord, there is joy forevermore. In the presence of our King, we fall down before His throne, His face, at His feet we throw our crown. We wait upon you, Lord. We wait upon you, Lord, with our prayers, with our praise. Oh, we wait upon you now. We wait upon you. We wait for your power. May the wait upon the Lord shall strength as the eagles, and we wait upon you. We wait for your presence, 'cause in the presence of the Lord there's fullness of joy, and we wait. Wait for your fire to pierce. frame as an eagle's. We wait upon you. We wait for your presence. You're in the presence of the Lord. There's fullness of joy.
So when you finish, don't let your balloon go. Blow it up and make a knot in it and just keep it. You can wave it or whatever if you're ready. And we'll wait for everybody and then I'll tell us what we're going to do. Blow it up and make a knot in it. Tonight. Thank you, Jesus. You are powerful. If you need a balloon, if you're a balloon pop, come and get here from Trudy. There's still a few more in the front.
Okay. If you're still busy, that's okay. Take your time. But now don't do quickly what I'm going to tell you now. I feel God says this is good. It's good. You want God to expand. You broke the cup. But you're still in control. If you're willing tonight to say all the control can go. Now don't do it quickly. Think a little bit and I'll just want to explain something before you do it. If you pop your balloon tonight, you say, yes, God, you can totally let go of all my boundaries. After you have popped your balloon, I'm going to ask you to just help us to pray. If you, because that's for me then a sign that we can pray for you for the fullness, the baptism, the fire, the power, whatever you want to call it. And again, it's a thing that you can have many times. Even in the Bible, in Acts chapter 2, they received the baptism of the Holy Spirit on Pentecost. Acts chapter 4, two chapters later, the same guys again received the Holy Spirit. The house where they were meeting was shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. In Ephesians chapter... I think Ephesians 5 verse 18 says, do not get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Continuous present tense, being filled. After you pop your balloon to help us, I want people to make a line on this side, standing with their faces here, and other people this side. And then we just make a 1, 2, 3 meters and another line. The reason is that you can relax. We'll come and pray for you. I'm going to ask Pastor Sam and if some of the other leaders want to pray with, but Fadi and Ingela and myself and Trudy will pray for you for the fullness, the baptism, the fire of the Holy Spirit. Then after we prayed for everybody, okay, just for you tonight to know that we know you want prayers. Keep out your hands. Also, just a safe way to pray for people is to touch people's hands. It's just safe. Don't push their heads or do some funny things. Just touch their hands and let the power of God do what He wants to do. After you received, you can come and pray with one of us. Just come and walk with us and pray with for your friends. Because the key tonight is receiving and giving. It's both. Okay, receive and give. Once we've prayed for everybody, there's nobody, anybody stand anymore with their hands like this, then I'm going to start to call the different gifts and we're going to pray as you want one of those gifts. Okay, I'm going to put on my music again and then if you're ready, you can pop your balloon. Thank you.
Holy Spirit.
More and more and more and more.
Prophesy to the nations.
Fulfill your
prophesy
yes.
And break their bonds.
Yes, Lord.
More and more and more and more.
The liberation of Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Yes,
break
Lord.
Dividing walls.
Mm.
Break
thank
dividing
God. Thank
walls.
You, God. Those that already have
break
been prayed for, if you
walls.
Want to walk with one of the four of us
break
or with five,
walls.
Just do that. Come and walk with us, and as we pray for others. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Power of Jesus, just come and fall on them more and more. Baptize them more, Jesus. Come, Lord. Double portion. Just feel the power of God from your feet to the hair on your head. It's just surging up. More, Lord. More. Fill in, fill in, fill in. Just drink it in, drink it in. Power of Jesus, just fall, fall, fall. Whoa, yes, also, if you guys feel you cannot stand when we pray, you can just kneel down or just relax, okay? Just drink it in, drink it in. Fuller, fuller.
Yes, Lord.
More, Lord Jesus. Oh, yes, full, full, full. Thank you, Lord.
We stand
come,
united Holy Spirit. In your presence. At the awful.
Thank you, Jesus.
We will fall
thank
you. The nations there is a place for command and blessing. We're burning in unity there. It's where I'm going to the world is going. We live as one. And you have God as
Methodist, the Episcopalian, and the Presbyterian. Oh, those walls, yes, they're coming down between the Pentecostal and the Charismatic, and across all the denominations. Those walls, we will come.
also need to receive them. Thank you, God. Now you can receive more, Paul. Father, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. More and more and more. I will pray for that. Power of Jesus. Oh, fullness, fullness.
Let the heavens and come down.
Power of our spirit.
Times like this, you always are sitting on the side and nothing ever happens to you, and you know what I mean? It's just kind of like, it seems like maybe you kind of feel even inside a little bit like the Holy Spirit just passes you by all the time. We're going to pray for you tonight, especially. This is what I have a real heart for, right? And so, because I was like this for a long time, you know, and so kind of hard to receive when you feel like, you know, this never happens to you kind of stuff. We're just going to, just as a group, just pray over you. So if that's where you're at, I want you to line up right in the middle, right here. Okay? So
what I want to explain to you, you guys can come so long. The analogy God gives me to explain this. Some of us are we are all like sponges. Is that the right word in English? Sponge. But sometimes if a sponge has been lying outside in the sun for a long time, it gets very dry. It's so hot sometimes you can break it. Now if you throw water on it, that dry sponge, you can shake it off. It doesn't even go in. Some of us, it's so long since we've had a touch from God, we don't even feel it. But now if you take that same sponge and you dip it in the water, a little bit of the side get wet. But if you soak it and it just lies there in the presence of water, it soaks until eventually it reaches that place of saturation. Then you can take the same sponge, squeeze it and all the water come in, and if you now push it in water, just go one shot.
So come and soak.
Just right here on this line, just stand up all across. Right, just avoid Samantha here, but just lined up. You guys are the sponges, right?
Yes.
And the artist, this doesn't matter, right? I don't care where you face. Yeah. Just line up a straight line all the way across. And as a church, right, if you are free and available, we're going to pray for our friends here today. I want you to tell you right now, you don't have to fall. You don't have to do anything. And I'm going to ask you to one special thing. I don't want you to pray. I just don't want you to pray. Right? Remember we say, when you're kissing someone, you don't talk. Right? You just receive and you enjoy. Okay? And so I want you to just make your way. Anyone else? Right? So we've got quite a few people. And we're going to pray. We're just going to pray over you and bless you. Right? Nothing has to happen to you. Don't put any expectations there. If it does, that's okay.
Amen.
Right? And so as a church, right, I want every one of us as a church, these are friends, I want you to just come and just begin to pray for them. Right, and just ask God to just pour His love over them. You know, His liquid love. The love of the Father, the love of God. And just like the illustration and stuff I said, that sponge, you just think of just soaking is happening there. All right, so let's pray. Let's continue to pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
James Kim, come over here, man. You're on this line. Both sides. Right? All over. Let's just pray for them. I'll just lay hands and just ask God to bless. Let's just all of us. Let's just begin to pray. Huh? Let's just begin to pray.
sacrifice your intimate friendship, Lord. That perfect love, that perfect love.
On a
power. Yes, Lord, just come and pour it out. I just want to encourage you.
Jesus Christ, who is like you? Who is like you?
Continue to receive from God, but those of you that
Jesus
want
Christ,
to be prayed for specifically now for wisdom and knowledge, like sort of as far on the sides as you can with a space, just stand there with your hands out, and we will come around and pray for you for the gift of wisdom and knowledge. Those of you who want that, we're going to pray for all the gifts, okay? But I'm starting with wisdom and knowledge. It could be right around on the side. God's still busy in the middle. If God's busy with you, just lie here, receive from God. But let's sort of make a big circle around. And if not everybody fits in, we give them more and give more to Grace, Lord. Just take it, Gracie. Whoa. Okay, so when we come to lay hands, we're going to go right around. You don't have to just come this side. You can go right there all around the side. Those who are still in the middle, if God's moving, just relax. You can lie on the carpet, receive from God. But we're going to just pray. And when we touch your hands, it's not from us, it's from God. You receive it by faith. If you want to do an action of taking it, whatever you want to do, take it from God. So the first one, wisdom and knowledge. So just the circle sort of around the side. And once you've been prayed for, you can go and sit down or whatever, then we know, so that at the end we can pray for everybody. Father, thank you that you are the giver of the gifts. And Lord, thank you that as your word says, as Paul teaches Timothy, the gifts he received through the laying on of hands by the elders. And so Lord, as we come tonight and we lay hands on people here, we pray, Lord, for a release of that gift. And specifically now, Lord, thank you for the gifts of wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge. Paul is ready.
Oh, yeah!
Receive it, Paul, in Jesus' name. Thank you. Oh, yeah. Wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge. Full, full, full your truth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus
okay, relax, relax. Thank you, Jesus.
Who is like you?
Your shoulder.
Who is like you?
Calm, Holy Spirit. Just fill her. Fill her now.
Jesus Christ. Who is like you?
I just need someone to walk with me.
Who is like you?
Thank you, Jesus. Just calm, Holy Spirit. Wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge. Fill them with. Fill them with wisdom and knowledge. Receive God's wisdom and knowledge. Fill, fill, fill your children.
Jesus Christ, who is like
thank you. Wisdom and knowledge.
Who is like you in all the earth.
Wisdom and knowledge.
Jesus Christ. Who is like you?
Who is
like you?
Wisdom and knowledge. Just receive it from Jesus. He's the giver of all the wisdom. He is wisdom himself. Wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom and knowledge. Wisdom, Lord, just come and give him that wisdom, knowledge that he needs to know about something that's happening in the work world, something that others don't know. You'll give him that gift of knowledge. Yes, Lord.
Jesus Christ,
pour it out. Yes, Lord, just pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. Yes, Lord. Pour it out.
Jesus Christ.
wisdom and knowledge. Thank you, God. You are the giver of wisdom and knowledge. Just come, Lord. Pour it out, more and more and more on you. Yes. It's like a new season coming for you. A new season of. Oh, yes. Yes, yes. Picture of you climbing the mountain.
Amazes me. Like you.
Wisdom and knowledge, yes, Jesus, fully. Wisdom and knowledge, your kingdom come.
The next gift we're going to pray for is the gift of prophecy. Now, often if you look of prophecy in the Bible, people, the prophets had to do some action. Sometimes it was something crazy, sometimes it was just something normal. So tonight, if you want this gift, we're going to pray for you for a release, but you have to do a prophetic action, and this is the prophetic action. You can step onto the chair and over, or you can just step over it. That's your prophetic action. We're going to just stand here on the sides. If Pastor Samuel want to come and stand with, and Ferdy and Ingela want to come and stand with, we're just going to pray on the sides of it, and you just take that step, and you say, God, thank you. Tonight, I want to receive the gift of prophecy. So it's something you have to do, and then we'll go on. I'll tell us with the other gift. So, yeah, it could, yeah, it's easier from this side to this side, and then just walk around. If you can't walk further, then we'll draw your well. We'll get a few bouncers or somebody. Yeah. Okay, Lord, thank you. Don't be here. Yeah, then I'll pray for you. Prophecy, release it. Release it.
Your kingdom.
Release it. Release it. Yes, Jesus. Yes, release that gift. Yes, more for Jesus. More for it. Pour it out. Pour it out. Yes.
Your kingdom.
Pour it out. Yes, Lord. More, Lord Jesus. Pour it out. Yes. Yes, Jesus. Pour it out. Out more for common.
Let it come.
More, Jesus. Yes, pour out that gift. Yes, Lord. More for John. Yes, Lord. Release the prophecy for Jane to release it. Yes, the one is on your feet. More for Catherine. Release prophecy. Yes. Oh, grace is coming. Double portion. Woo! Release it. Yes, Jesus. More, Lord Jesus. More, Lord. Yes. Release the gifts of prophecy for us. Exactly. Release it, Jesus. Yes. More, Lord. Pour it out. Pour it out. Oh, yes. Pour it out. Yes, Lord. Pour it out. More for Angie. More, yes, Lord. Is prophetic actions. And again, what I'm going to do now, I've never done before for healing. I normally take oil, but I felt God said tonight I'm going to sprinkle water on your hands for the gift of healing. So I'm going to ask Ingela, and I don't know who else want to pray with. If you want to pray, so let's get any water bottle. Someone just, if there's some water bottles left there, just get us some. Okay. Yeah, there must just be a little bit in. Okay, here's some clear, yeah, we can just put it here. Let me think how we're going to do this one. Yeah, only those of you that want the gift of healing, okay? So you only have to come for one if you want. If you don't want to come for any, it's okay. But if you want to come for more, then it's okay. If you want to be piggy tonight, be piggy. So what we're going to do, let's just pray over the water. This is just normal water, okay? As I told you, sometimes I use butter. Sometimes I've used car oil, anything. Just anoint people. It's a symbol of anointing. And Father, we know in the Word you did different things. Sometimes you threw salt in the water and it brought healing to people or changed the water. Sometimes you did different things, God, and we want to be creative with you. And this water, Lord, that
It's in those bottles. We just pray now, Father. Just come. And as we anoint people, Father, as we come as elders in this situation, we pray now for that gift of healing. And I feel for two things. It will be healing of broken hearts, and it will be physical healing. And God want to release that. So what we'll do, we'll take the water just on our hands, and then we'll sprinkle it. Yes, receive it, the gift of healing. Receive it. Yes, Jesus, just pour it out. Pour it out. After we pray for you, if you just move to the other side, that others can also receive. Thank you, Jesus. You are the healer. And Lord, this is not magic water. It's just normal water with a symbol. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Healing anointing. Healing anointing. Yes, Jesus. Healing anointing. Healing anointing. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God. You said you will lay hands on the sick and they will be healed. And I pray now for that healing anointing. I pray for that healing anointing. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Your healing anointing. Healing anointing. Yes, Jesus. Pour it out. More and more and more. Just receive it. Receive it. Yes, Jesus. Your healing anointing. Your healing anointing. Just pour it out. Pour it out. Healing anointing. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord, yes. Heal, heal. Thank you, God. The double portion of Jonas. He desire that. I pray that. I pray, Lord, like as it said in the book of Acts, when John and Peter came and they said, over and God, we have done in the name of Jesus. You hold the keys in your hands. Power of Jesus. Just flow through them. More and more and more. Thank you, God. You are the healer, Jehovah Rapha. And I pray for that healing to heal broken hearts, that healing to heal physical sick people, to let your kingdom come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. More. Double portion. Double portion. Yes, double Jesus. Okay, we're going to quickly practice now this gift. Anybody that is sick, any sickness, you're going to come and just somewhere here in the middle, you're going to kneel down. And then all those that receive, now you're going to practice. Okay, we have to practice too. So anybody that have some sickness in your body that you need healing, just kneel down. And then we're going to pray for one another for the healing power of Jesus. Not everybody should kneel. Okay, Dan, you must leave some room that people can walk through and lay hands on you. So, yeah, just a little bit. Some paths, yes, that's it. Okay, there's a few more joining than the ones that need healing. Okay, all those now that we prayed for you, for the gift of healing, I want you to go to somebody and lay hands on them. You can ask them, or you don't have to ask them. You can just pray. And what I want you to do that are kneeling, okay, listen to me. This is just to help and encourage us. When the person start to pray and you feel God starts to work, it's maybe not the release totally, but you just feel there's something. And you can just raise your hand. If you feel like, man, now God is totally healing you, the pain is gone or whatever, if something happened, then wave your hand. Okay, it's just for us to know, wow, something is happening. Okay, so we're going to pray, and you're just receiving. God is the healer, but He uses man. And so as we're going to come and pray for you, be in a place of receiving. So guys, let's come and lay hands on them. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
just felt there's a few of us that one thing that I just heard in my spirit, wasn't hearing with my physical eyes, it was like bones cracking, like a something like that. So, and I felt it was somebody in your back or in your neck where something was released while we were busy praying. So just taste that. It was just like I didn't hear it physically with my physical ears. I just felt that something that God was doing. Thank you, Jesus, for your release. Thank you, Lord, for that neck or back that you're healing. Yes, Lord. More and more and more. Thank you, God. Some of you will tonight see the difference. You can't immediately taste it, but you will see by tomorrow or tonight there's a difference. Thank you, God, that you will do that. More and more and more. Yes, Lord. Total, total release. Total release. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Okay, this. I know there's three more gifts I'm going to pray for. The next one is the gift of discernment of spirits. The gift of discernment of spirits. Now, what happened with this gift? God uses your natural gift, your natural senses, and open it so that you see something you cannot see normally or hear. Okay? So we have five natural senses. It's sight, it's smell, it's taste, it's hearing, and it's feeling. And God can use any one of those five. I can tell you testimonies of how God used different ones. But one thing I want to caution you, with the gift of discernment of spirits, it's not just evil spirits you see, demons. You also need to see angels. For every demon, how many angels are there? Two. So some people are so good, they just see demons all the time. I say, come on, where's the angels? You can't be one side. You have to see. So if God open your senses and you smell maybe the presence of evil, that's often something people smell, then you need to say, God, where are you? I was teaching last year in England, and suddenly I felt like someone, I thought someone walked past me. My eyes were closed and I smelled a strong, like a fragrance. And it came from there to that side. And I opened my eyes and there was nobody. And I told the people, I said, did you smell that? And out of the whole audience, only five people. And they all said the same thing. It came from there and it passed there. And they said it smelled like the sweet aroma of. And I knew it was the presence of God or angel or Holy Spirit. And God was just doing something. Sometimes you hear things. I've heard people be in a meeting with worship and then they hear angels sing. Or I've been in meetings where I prayed for people and I heard demons screaming in the air. The first time that happened, I got very scared. Because I heard screaming in the air and I knew there's nobody up there. But it was demonic. And then I prayed and God just revealed His peace to me. So whatever one you want to pray for, ask God to open. And so what you do, if you want your eyes, just put your fingers on your eyes, or with your ears, or your nose, or your mouth, or you can do a twist. Whatever one you want, okay? If you want that gift. And I'm going to pray with that one for wisdom, that you won't be scared. So sometimes I've seen people get a little bit scared when suddenly they see in the heavenly realm. You don't have to be scared. Just the peace of God. And so let's pray for that. So those of you who want that, just lay your hands on your natural senses. And ask God to open that up. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you are the giver of the gift of discernment of spirits. And I just pray now that you will open our natural senses. Eyes, open up. Ears, open up. Smell, open up. Taste, open up. Feeling, open up. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, for wisdom. As they see or hear or taste or smell or feel, they will not be intimidated by the devil. They will always see, where are you in the picture? In every situation, when there's evil, they will say, God, where are you? And you'll reveal yourself to them. And they will know what to do, what to pray, and never to be scared. Fear is not from you. And Lord, I thank you, you will come and release this gift. In Jesus' name. Amen. I prayed last year in the States, and there was a young man that I'm discipling, And when I prayed this for him that night, the next morning he came to me, he said, Stefan, I know, he slept in the room opposite me in the passage. So I was in one room and he was there. He said, I left my door open at night. I said, why? He said, I was so scared I'm going to see the devil and I have to run to your room and say, help. And but then God started to show him and he actually saw things, but I had to pray with me that he didn't have to be scared and to see the presence of Jesus. So expect that, that God's going to show you. And sometimes it's not a physical seeing. Sometimes you walk in a building and suddenly the hair on your arm stand up, or the hair of your back or your neck, and you know there's something here. Now that's where you need to say, okay God, what is this? Show me. And then you just relax. You don't ever have to be scared, but you have to learn to discern that. And you know, I didn't teach on that, but God will teach you. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. Okay, we have two more. The tongues, number three. That's your personal prayer language. Okay, those who want tongues, number three. Let me just see with your hands. I want to see where we're going to stand. Okay, there's one hand, two hands, three, four, five. Okay, we can stand on that side, six. If you want to join them, come. We're going to make a little circle around me. Anybody want tongues, number three? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Did you break your shoes? Okay, let's just make the circle around here. Let's go a little bit out that everybody fit in. Anybody else want to be here? This is your chance. Okay, now let's be quiet. I just want to explain something to them. Barry, yeah, just put it off first. Thank you. Totally, yeah. Okay, now what we're going to do, each one of them need a buddy, somebody that have the gift of tongues that's going to stand behind them. Okay, so make sure everybody, there's somebody behind them that have the gift of tongues. That's for tongue number three. Yeah, your own personal prayer language. Okay, now what we're going to do, I'm not the giver of the gifts, Jesus is. But God, use me. So what I'm going to do, you're going to ask God for the gift. Then I'm going to come and lay my hands on your hands. And you're going to receive by faith. And then you're going to open your mouth and start to praise God. But not in English or Chinese or Korean or whatever language you have learned in your life. You're going to praise God in a heavenly tongue. It's not words that's going to come in your mind here. You just need to open your mouth and let these sounds come out. I know that's very challenging. That first, it feels like, no. But to help you, the guy that's standing or the lady standing behind you is going to pray in his or her tongue. I'm going to pray in my tongue and then I'm going to listen and I'm going to encourage you. Okay? So, ask God. He's the giver. Okay? You just pray and then I'm going to come and pray for you guys now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Just receive it in Jesus' name, Chris. Que la rachia trakasta ya sentre ve hasta katrahasta ya tu coloro hontro bola ronto ye gawan se kharaba hare enenite tre ve sta tralara tu kotro ona nanata antre ventata ya la tiki tre ve nana antra venenta ya taha o loro ti ya sara bibi anta lo kotro ontra la gawan just from the word saka la bibi brantre venenite entra hasta ki la rachantre ve saka tra via tu kotro busana nanata antra hasta yenta kita si ya kha tre ve gawan it's right just let it go, let it flow. Lord, thank you for that release. Siba santra ventra hetra kasi kataha uloru tu kutrebu sta kataha kila rabu bu kutrebu bu nanoto tu yes saka trevina nata ka treventa yes go on I know it feels crazy but just go on, receive it in Jesus name. Kela rabi biki katrava saka antra hasta ya ki saka trevante yesta ya keta fanta ya sikiti ya and just speak it out. Yes, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Go on, it's beautiful. She got a beautiful tongue. Receive it in Jesus' name. Just speak it. Yes, beautiful. Control, yes, go. Just go on, just go on. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
kotra banana ta katra hasta la rata tra na tu kotru hunt kira rara. Then I don't pray in English, just let the words come out. Gel trabia katravisantra hestal, release it Lord, release it Lord, release it Lord. Sicha trahanta ya. Okay, you must start, just relax, don't feel you have to start, just relax. But let it come from inside and just flow. Just come stand here and pray with us a little bit. Receive the gift of tongues now in Jesus' name. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, Jesus. So kotruhonto, receive it now. Just open your mouth and speak it. You just need to release it. Let the sounds just come out. Just let sounds come out. Just let it come. Don't be scared. I know some of us feel. Just open your mouth. I just want to encourage you. Don't wait till I come to you. You can all just start to open your mouth and speak it. I'm just coming around listening and encouraging it, okay? Yes. Go on. Yes, beautiful. Go on. Just no, it's good. Kintra astra. Kera baba bahastra. Kuru kuru yatra vanana antre vesta. Yes, Lord Jesus. Just go on. More and more. Beautiful. Kitra ya secretary entala. Okay, now not pray in English. Just let the sounds come out. Kintra ki atakatra vesta hata hasta yena nata hasta ha. Just after the sound. Sabi kata eta ha. Just release it, yes. Kira ra 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 ta ra bo 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 honta to hosta ya. Kila ra ti tra banana ta katra hanta la hanta. Just continue, yes. Just continue ba khentra hasta. Just release it now in Jesus' name. Okay, just open your mouth and release it. Kita ya si ta yenta ra baha. Kira ra te re venena nanta e anta la rahata ra buru ru tu tru tru tru. Just go on, I know it feels crazy. Just let it go, the words flow. Elati raturu sanatala ravena hantihu. Yes, sora bebe biriantra vena nata ketra yiranti ketra birena nanantru. Kira rabusuntru busokotru hontalo. Kira, yes, thank you, Jesus. Release that gift now. Kitra bononono kontro, bononono hantra vena nanantra hasta. Kinta, yes, santa basontro hontoho. Yeah, don't be scared to speak it out. It's right. You must just let it go out. Just let it come. It's louder. Just release that. Intra vanana tu kutrubu sananantata vantu hosto. Yes, just go on, John. Eh, lebi santa banta huru hoto ho. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, God, for your release. Thank you for your release over Anthony. Okay, just relax totally now, Anthony, and just release it. Esia katra hantu hu. Hentra batakata ha sikatra hanta yesta ya. Okay, don't be scared, just let those sounds come out. Se ribi ataha italara kikatra banana tustu huntu. Molo, yes, sarabu huntu usta yenta ya. Erere henta ya. Release it, Lord of Anthony. Yes, it's there. Kori bibi biasta yantu. Yes, beautiful. Otro honto. Okay, now just start to sing. Okay, just softly sing, but not in any language you've learned. Era rahantara, yasanana hosto. Okay, just start to sing, but not in a language. Just let the melody come out, and then let sounds come to them. Okay, just breathe deep. Era rahali rahantu. Just do it. Sororo honto. Era rahantara. Yes, Santa, just go on, it's there, it's flowing. What I want to encourage some of you that I just prayed with somebody, if you want to just start to sing, just sing a melody, but they're not in a known language, but let God come and release the tongue. Elereia sia sanavento, Isaia sena na renta, la 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 renas tu, Cororo hostar e sanarantu, Cororo sontro sanarantu, Ruru hosto. Release it, Jesus, release it, sananahasta, Yisantu, Rusu, Yisesta. Just release it. It's good, good, Kara. Yes, go on, it's right, tell it me here. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful, so kotohonto, just go on, let me hear. Okay, then let's try to sing. I'm going to sing with you, I can't sing, but I'm just going to... Just start singing a melody, but just not with words. Just like sounds come out. More and more Jesus, just pour it out. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. More and more, Lord. Yes, yes. Just release it. Oh. Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, God, for John. Thank you, God. Okay, just, I want you to totally relax. And I know it feels crazy. It feels like no ways. I mean, this is so... Just calm, Holy Spirit. Just increase that. Increase that. Eta yasia tahantu kotoro sahata besanana hantaya. Just continue those sounds so you uttering. Just release it. La sa travita yesantu hu. Chen traha siakantu. Yes, beautiful, beautiful, yes, yes, yes. Okay, now what I want to encourage you, I know some of you felt a bit weird. I want to ask those who already have the gift of tongues. I want you to open your eyes, all of you that were standing in the middle. Just quickly open your eyes. Those of you who already have the gift of tongues, how many of you thought that first bit you were making it up? Just put up your hands. Now look there. See how many people thought in the beginning they were making it up. It feels like that, but you just need to push through. What you need to do now somewhere, tomorrow in your home or somewhere, just by yourself, go and walk and then speak it out loud. Release it. Some of you sing it. Okay? It's there. Just as you were singing with, just release it. Okay? I'm going to put it off the mic. I'm going to now. We'll be right back.
The last one. No, I'm going to stand here. Just get something. Okay, this is the last one. If you guys just listen here. This is maybe just for 3 or 4 or 5 people. This is my jacket. Okay, it's just a little jacket that I've had for many years. It's called Anastasis here on the side. And this is a little bit symbolic of the anointing on my life. And one of the anointings on my life is the anointing of pioneering trailblazing. Going where nobody have gone. Part of that is also faith, but this is it can cost you your life. Okay, so don't, I would rather nobody come than a lot of people come. And so if there's one person tonight or two, that's fine with me. But if you really feel God, that's what I want, then it's okay. I will lay this jacket on you. If it's you, just those few can come and stand here on this line. Other way around. Sorry. This, yeah. Turn around this way, yeah. Okay. I'll just explain again. This is an anointing that represents God's like mantle on my life, or God's call on my life. And that's in the area of pioneering and trailblazing, going where others have not gone before, making a way. But it's worth that, the gift of faith. But again, don't just do it. It can cost you your life. It's you mustn't do it unless you're willing to say, okay, God, I'm willing to die for it. Whatever, God, you, then you can come. Okay, all of us going to pray with, I'm going to walk behind, but I need one or two of you to just walk in front with them. Who's some of the guys that want to walk? Larry, if you just walk here in front with somebody else that want to just walk here. Fari, you can also walk in front. What I'm going to do, I'm going to walk behind you, and I'm going to tap you on your shoulder, and if you feel you're ready, just nod your head, and I'm going to throw it over you. I need to warn you, it's quite a heavy jacket, as you can see. It's the anointing that makes it heavy. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. More and more and more. Thank you, God. Show me with your head, you're ready. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Your touch, your anointing, your power. Thank you, Jesus. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Just release that, Lord. Faith. And thank you, God, you will take her to places where it looks impossible. More and more and more. You ready? Receive it in the name of Jesus. Just drink it in. Drink it in. Thank you, God. Impart that faith. Impart that. Yes, Lord. More. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Father. You ready? Receive it in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Your touch. Your power. Your release. Just take away your arms. Thank you, Jesus. Your touch. Fill him, fill him, fill him, Lord. Thank you for your release for the nation. Thank you, God, for that faith that's just rising up in Matthew. More and more and more, Lord. Thank you, God. You're going to take him. Release, Lord. Release. Yes. Pioneering anointing. Yes, Lord. Just continue to drink in from God. Ready, Max? Pour it out on him. Thank you, God, for your touch, for your power just flowing over him. Wow, this jacket is getting very heavy.
More and more and more, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Just come, Holy Spirit. Just come, Lord. Release your anointing over Max. Thank you, God. I want to pray that you will come and thank you for that rich heritage you have, Lord, with the Russian side, the Korean side, staying in Hong Kong, being married to South African. Lord, we just thank you that the nations, as it represents different continents and different parts of the world, God, I want to pray that he will, in his family together, they will pioneer and trailblaze in new places. You will open up for him, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. What I also feel for you, Max, God's going to use you as a connector or a bridge builder. You're going to be between people and just be that connection between them. And as the bridge, you can't take sides. You just bring two sides together. But you can't take side of the one or the other side of the bridge. You're just the bridge. And I see that where you bring parties together, even in church setups, organizations where there's a little bit of a gap or a drift, where you come and you be the bridge. And God's going to give you incredible wisdom. Amen. Just do that, Lord. Thank you, Father. More and more and more, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Your touch, your release, your anointing. You ready? Receive it in the name of Jesus. More and more and more, Lord. Just fall on us. Import it. Import it deeper and deeper and deeper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just fill her with faith. Fill her now, Lord, with your release, that pioneering anointing. Just release that in Jesus' name. Wow. I'm getting weak. Thank you, Jesus. More and more and more. Fill her, Lord. Yes, 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 Jesus. Just fill her with your presence. Fill her with your power. Just pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. Yes, Jesus. Just pour it out more and more and more. Thank you, God. That heart for the going to the unknown, going and pioneering, going and trailblazing, taking on challenges. Let faith rise up in this daughter of you, Lord. Are you standing with your wife or are you standing behind her? Okay, okay, good. We're going to pray for the two of them together. Thank you, God, that this is the day where you're coming. And I felt it earlier tonight. There's a reawakening in them for a call on their life. It's like something, the sense I have, there's something that have been there that you were involved, but it sort of just stayed like a normal fire. It's coming now and it's becoming a big fire. And it's a release. And Lord, I pray now for that pioneering, trailblazing anointing. Come, Lord, let faith rise up on them and fill them now in Jesus' name. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Just fill, fill, fill your daughter. Fill her, Lord. Fill Jamie. More for Jamie. Increase, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for his gifts in speaking Mandarin and Cantonese and speaking English. And take him, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whoa, yes, more of your touch, more of your power. Whoa. A new release also of the prophetic. Stirring up, stirring up. I just feel that. It's going to be an increase like the prophetic. I want to do a prophetic action for both of you. Just someone get my red backpack there, please. Just inside. You can even put your hand inside. Oh, it's okay. There's a duct tape. Okay, I'm going to do something. It's maybe going to hurt a little bit. No, it's not. Just hold your finger there. Okay, I'm going to put it there. I hope it's not going to hurt too much. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, I'm going to put it over your mouth because the sense I have, there was a time where you spoke easy, but it was like the enemy have kept you silent. I don't know why, but I just feel God says I need to put this on as a prophetic action. In the name of Jesus, I take off the duct tape.
And I say, speak, speak, speak in the name of Jesus. And the same for you, Rachel. I just see you again, God's touch there. Lord, I pray that the areas where she felt silenced, the areas where she felt she couldn't speak, you just come and remove that now. In the name of Jesus. A boldness. I see God's coming and release a new boldness over you. To speak God's word and just be so wise, but so relaxed. Thank you, Jesus. Are you ready, Grace? Wow, it's coming. Double portion. Pour it out on Grace, Lord. Whoa. Just sit down. Just sit down. It's okay? Oops. Whoa, it's strong, the touch. More and more and more, Jesus. Pour it out. Pour it out on Grace. Thank you, God, for that heart. That's so beautiful. And thank you, Father, that you just come and release that anointing of pioneering, of trailblazing. Faith, rise up. Other grace. Are you ready, Grace? It's a new day, a new release, a new freedom, and here it comes. Fill her, Lord. Fill her, Lord. Yes. 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 Power of Jesus just flows through Grace. Fill her with faith. Fill her with your touch. More and more and more. Thank you, Jesus. It's 12 o'clock. Hallelujah. If we can just all help to clean up a little bit, let's not make the work too hard for the guys working here. So just scoop together one cup full of sin and balloons, and then see you tomorrow. Tomorrow, there's something else I feel that we're going to do that I believe is going to be fun and powerful, but God will show us. Yeah. Yes, we're going to... When we finish, we can stay here and worship a little bit. It's party time.
But hey, you need fast songs then. Beautiful one. Yeah. It's okay.
Do it. In E. Step it up.
Are we playing that now?
In E.
Are we playing that now? What are we playing now?
Huh? Beautiful one. Beautiful one.
One, two. One, two. So wonderful is your unfailing love. Your grace has spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind can fully know how glorious, how glorious, how beautiful you are. Beautiful one, beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul, powerful, so powerful, so your glory fills the skies, fills us, your mighty works, the mighty works, just pray for all to see the beauty of your majesty, the beauty of your mind, it makes my soul. It's my soul tears. How marvelous, how wonderful, wonderful you are. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul, beautiful one. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul, wonderful, so wonderful, so wonderful, so one. Is your unfailing love, love. Your cross is spoken. Spoken mercy over me. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. No eye has seen, no ear has. No heart can feel, no. How glorious, how beautiful, before you are. Beautiful one, beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul, and powerful, so powerful, so powerful, so powerful. Your glory fills the skies. Your mighty voice is great for all to see. The beauty of your majesty awaits my heart to sing. How marvelous, how wonderful you are. Sing it out to him. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, why you do. Beautiful one, my soul, beautiful one. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, I adore. Beautiful one, my soul, my eyes. You open my eyes. Open my eyes to your wonders and you. You capture my heart with this love. Nothing on earth moves as beautiful as you. Open my eyes to your wonders and you. Capture my heart with this love. Cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one, I love. Beautiful one, why you do. Beautiful one, my soul, beautiful one. Beautiful one, I love you. Beautiful one, why you do. Beautiful one, my soul, beautiful. see some trading our souls all to God. We sing yes, Lord. Sing yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen. I'm trading my souls, I'm trading my souls, I'm trading my souls, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down to the joy of the Lord. We sing yes, sing yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen. I'm trading my souls, I'm trading my souls. I'm trading my children, I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Sing yes, sing yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Amen. See that one, yes, yes, Lord. We sing yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, 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 Lord, yes, 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 Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I am blessed but not crushed. I am blessed but not crushed. Persecuted and not abandoned. Struck down but not destroyed. I am blessed beyond the curse. For His promise will endure. That His joy is gonna be my strength. Through the sorrow may last for the night, His joy comes with the morning. I'm trading my sorrows, I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness, I'm trading my pain. I'm laying them down for the joy of the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, yes, Lord. Amen. Just the drums, just the drums. We say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. We sing yes, we say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. not your thief. You're the only one I need. I turn to you and you are always there. Troubled times is you I see. Put you first, that's all I need. I humble all I am, more to you. Lord. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I could. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I can live for. You always, you are always, always there. Every hour and everywhere. Your grace abounds so deeply within me. You will never ever change. Yesterday, today, the same. Forever to forever, me so again. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I can live for. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I can live for. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I can live for. You are the way. You are the way, the truth and the light. We live by faith and not by sight. For you, living all for you. You are the way. You are the way, the truth and the light. We live by faith and not by sight. For you, living all for you. You are the way. You are the way, the truth and the light. You live by faith and not by sight. For you, we're living all for you. You are the way. You are the way, the truth and the light. You live by faith and not by sight. For you, we're living all for you. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I can live for. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I. One way, Jesus, you're the only one that I can live for. One way, Jesus, you're the only. Everyone needs compassion. Everyone needs compassion. A love that's never failing. Let mercy fall on me. Mercy fall. Everyone needs forgiveness. The kindness of a Savior. The hope of nations. The hope of nations. Savior, Savior, you can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever, author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. We'll be right back. take me as you find me. All my fears and failures, they fill my life for you. I give my life to follow everything I believe in. Now I surrender. I surrender to you, Savior, Savior. He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever offer our salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered. Savior, Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever offer our salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered. Shine your light, shine your light, and let the world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light, and let the world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. See the Lord, shine your light. Shine your light and let the world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountain. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever offer our salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Shine your light, shine your light, and let the whole world see. Singing for the glory of the risen King. Jesus, shine your light and let the whole world see. We're singing for the glory of the risen King. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever author of salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave. Savior, He can move the mountains. My God is mighty to save. He is mighty to save. Forever offer our salvation. He rose and conquered the grave. Jesus conquered the grave.
Bless you. Amen. We could actually go all night long, but that's not going to be very nice to the people that work here, and they need to clean up and they need to go to sleep as well, right? So let's close and I'll just do a benediction, right? This is the longest Sunday service we ever had at Solomon's Porch. Morning all the way to evening, right? And so It's my privilege to just to bless you guys. So Lord, we just thank you, God, and we ask you to seal by the Holy Spirit, Lord, all these things, God, that you've been doing in our lives, Lord, and all things that you did today, Lord, throughout this day. We thank you for that, God. Lord, we are, God, are so amazed, God, by your goodness over our lives. And Lord, we still know there's more, God. We're happy, we're satisfied, but we know there's more. And so we ask for more release to come through to us and through us, God. We thank you, Lord. Now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, shalom, from this day forever. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hug 10 people before you leave tonight. Huh? Give them a big hug and say, I love you in Jesus' name. Get your sweaty bodies all up in each other's face.